Hi there, can I help you? You're looking for something for the garden?
Well, I want to plant
what
for my...
What she wants is a nice lay landy hedge, am I right?
No, well...
And a lovely big hot tub.
Your vote is your voice, so don't let someone else decide for you.
Oh, and a pair of those crouching stone lions, they'd look great either side of your front door.
Do I know you?
That's our new trainee. He's very keen.
Make sure you're registered to vote. Go to checktheregister.ie and be a voter so that it's your voice that's heard. From Am Comisiún Toghcháin, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission.
And would you like that for delivery?
Yeah. Apartment 3, 6th floor.
Oh, you're going to need a crane for those lions then.
Listen and follow the Left Wing Rugby podcast with me, Will Slattery and Luke Fitzgerald.
I hope that they kind of keep it calm, keep it measured. I think if you get those things right, I think they've got the best potential and headroom in terms of how far they can go and what kind of performance they can deliver. They'll have a great day.
Every week on Apple, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Please be advised that today's podcast contains content that some listeners may find distressing.
Today on the Indo Daily, the GAA manager Nicola Gallagher and the domestic abuse allegations. Earlier this month, Nicola Gallagher wrote a Facebook post detailing serious domestic abuse she allegedly suffered at the hands of her former husband and GAA manager Rory Gallagher.
The accusations related to a period of more than two decades. And in the post, she claimed that she has spent years staying silent about her difficult relationship with her husband. She talked about how she had to try to block it all out and turn to alcohol as a result.
Derry are the Ulster champions for the first time since 1998. Rory Gallagher, former Donegal manager, has guided his county, his adopted county, to their title, their first.
Rory, who managed Ulster champions Derry, has since resigned.
There was some political pressure in that a Derry-based MLA was asking for him to step down. So I think just because of the reaction, because the story and it was building all the time, and the outrage was building all the time, he probably felt he had no choice but to step aside.
I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Sunday Independent journalist Rodney Edwards, who has spoken to Nicola and her family about the allegations and how they tried to bring this issue to the attention of the GAA. Rodney, can you start out by telling me, who is Rory Gallagher?
Rory Gallagher was born in County Fermanagh in a village called Billeek, which is right on the border with Donegal. He had a long career as a Gaelic footballer, which took him across Fermanagh, Antrim, Cavan and Dublin. And he ended his time as a player in Belfast around 2010 before entering coaching that year. He worked with Donegal as they went on to win their first All-Ireland title in 2012. And he then took on the manager's role when Jim McGuinness left 2 years later. He then went on to manage his native Fermanagh, guiding them to an Ulster final defeat in 2018. And he left the following year and joined Derry, where he was the manager until last week. Rory and Nicola were married for several years, but separated in September 2019. And they have three children together, and recently Rory was given custody of the children.
Yeah, so very well-known figure in GAA circles, particularly in Ulster, but has a national profile as well on foot of both his playing and coaching days.
Yes, very well known across the island. He also would coach lots of young teams as well, so there would be quite a big following, and he would have considerable following across both sides of the border.
Tell us then, what has Nicola Gallagher alleged?
On May the 9th, Nicola shared a post on her Facebook page which contained serious domestic abuse allegations against her former husband. Now, the accusations related to a period of more than two decades. And in the post, she claimed that she has spent years staying silent about her difficult relationship with her husband. She talked about how she had to try to block it all out and turn to alcohol as a result.
And what was the reaction to these posts, I suppose, publicly and politically, as fair to say?
Well, there was widespread outrage at the claims. And I think the detail in which Nicola went into when she made those claims shocked a lot of people. It led to much discussion and lots of support for Nicola across the island. And then, of course, the discussion turned to whether Rory would be on the sideline for the Ulster final. And as it turned out, he wasn't. He stepped aside 48 hours before. And I think it's important to point out also that on the foot of these allegations, Rory released a statement, and in that statement, he said that the allegations had been investigated and dealt with by the relevant authorities. He said, "Our marriage broke down over 4 years ago. Those closest to our family are aware of the reasons for the breakdown of our marriage and the continued issues we have faced since that time. My focus over the past 4 years has been to protect our children from the ongoing turmoil in our family."
Yeah, and he did refer to the authorities dealing with this case. It subsequently turned out that the PSNI had investigated this matter.
Well, Rory was arrested in 2021, but was not charged in relation to the physical abuse claims. The Police Service of Northern Ireland has confirmed that it investigated claims of domestic abuse, and two files were passed to the Public Prosecution Service in January and June of last year. But it was deemed that there was insufficient evidence to proceed.
Yeah, so you'd have to say there was particular focus, I suppose, on Rory Gallagher ahead of the Ulster final that Derry were playing in that weekend, Derry versus Armagh. He ended up effectively stepping back from his role as manager in advance of that game.
Rory Gallagher has stepped down as Derry senior football manager. The county board confirmed this news last night. He did step back from his role last week following some serious allegations made against him.
Yeah, he stepped aside just 2 days before the game, and there was lots of reaction before then, of course, as to what he might do. Was he going to turn up? There was some political pressure in that a Derry-based MLA was asking for him to step down. So I think just because of the reaction, because the story and it was building all the time and the outrage was building all the time, he probably felt he had no choice but to step aside for that period.
Now, you met with Nicola Gallagher and her family at her home. What can you tell me about meeting with her and talking to her about why she decided to go public on all this now?
Yeah, well, I first met Nicola and her family more than a year ago. So I've, you know, had the bit of a relationship with the family and with her. And I suppose the Nicola that I saw for that interview was very different to the one that I had been speaking with before, in that she was now in a place where she felt that she needed to say something about these claims, that she felt very strong and almost emboldened by the reaction that her post had received. So when we met, you know, I saw someone who was determined to have their say. You know, she spoke very gently. She spoke very clearly, very softly. She sat on a sofa. Her mother, Yvonne, was on one side. Her father, Jerry, was on the other. The only time she got emotional was when she spoke of the love for her children and how much she misses them. And during the two-hour interview, she repeated some of the claims she had made in that Facebook post. She talked about a very unhappy, unpleasant marriage. She said she wanted to share her experience to get it off my chest. She said posting the claims was her last resort, that she was humbled by the reaction. And I asked her, one of the first questions I asked her was, if you hadn't written that Facebook post, what would have happened? And her response was, I would be dead, 100%. I needed to do it. It was my last resort.
So she was crystal clear that she needed to go public at the time. She also spoke to you about the problems that she herself has had.
Yeah, she spoke about her use of alcohol. She said that the issues that she was experiencing in her marriage, those claims that she made, pushed her into using alcohol and consuming alcohol. And she accepted that. But she also talked about her recovery. You know, she's in recovery now, and didn't shy away from the fact that this has obviously been an issue for her.
Yeah, and at the heart of this, one will recall as well that there are three children who is everybody's primary concern. What about the timing of her intervention at a time when Rory Gallagher was very much high profile ahead of the Ulster final? Did she address that issue, and has it been commented upon?
Yeah, I asked her if there was a link with her posting the message and going public, if you like, on those claims, because as you say, it coincided with that Ulster final, which Rory was going to be integral to. And she said no. She said she just reached a point where she had to say something. She said that she didn't post it out of revenge. She didn't post it so that he would lose his job. She wanted to do it because she wanted to not only, as she said, get off her chest, but she wanted to help others. She thought that if she raised these issues, it would help other women and men. And, you know, what we have seen actually in terms of the reaction to that Facebook post and the interview in the Sunday Independent is this huge reaction to the issue of domestic abuse. And, you know, it's being discussed now, not just Nicola's story and those claims, but the issue of domestic abuse is being discussed in pretty much every home, every workplace, every sports ground. You know, I'm speaking to you from Fermanagh, and the local newspaper, the Impartial Reporter, which I used to work for, has a very interesting column in it by its former editor, Denzel McDaniel. And in that column, he articulates the view held by many, particularly in the border region, that the GAA have been found wanting on this issue, you know, by the way in which that it has been dealt with by the organisation. And he made the point that one family's anguish now pulls back the curtain on the wider issues that he says should shame all of society. So no matter what way you look at this, Nicola's story has sparked debate and discussion on domestic abuse right across the island of Ireland.
Now, the Ulster football final was played last week in Clonus. Derry, Rory Gallagher's team, winning on penalties. But there was a development in terms of his status as manager subsequent to the game.
Yeah, so he resigned, and JGA released a very short statement announcing this. And that, it would appear, seems to be the end of his career with Derry GAA. And, you know, there's now question marks over what it means for his future career in sport.
Aside from the statement he issued initially in response to Nicola's allegations almost 10 days ago now, there's been no subsequent comment really from Rory Gallagher on this matter, has there?
No, Rory has been keeping a low profile and hasn't said anything other than the statement that he made initially.
Roddy, Nicola Gallagher and her family say that these allegations were made known to Derry GAA at county board level. What exactly happened there?
Well, we now know that her father, Gerry Rooney, sent 5 emails in total containing the allegations to Derry GAA between April and July last year. But at no point did he get a response from Derry GAA.
So these were detailed emails outlining the allegations. And where did he send them to? And what are Derry GAA saying in response?
Mr. Rooney sent the emails to the main email address that was the point of contact on the Derry GAA website. And within those emails, he made lots of allegations around domestic abuse and Rory Gallagher. He asked for a response. He asked for these issues to be investigated, but he didn't get a reply. So Derry GAA initially blamed a defunct email address for not picking up the correspondence. And in the past week, they conducted an internal audit, which was carried out at the behest of GAA headquarters in Dublin. And they discovered that the email address that was listed on the Derry GAA website was in fact deactivated weeks before the first of Mr. Rooney's 5 emails was sent. But as I soon learned, the email address was still listed on its official website as its primary point of contact last week. It was then removed a few days ago.
So it's now been confirmed that the Gallagher family made efforts to contact Derry GAA. Whatever about Derry GAA are saying about the communications breakdown then, what about now? What are Derry GAA saying now, and have they made contact with the family?
Yes, they have made contact with Mr. Rooney, who has now resent each of his five complaints to them, and the family await a more comprehensive response than they have been given so far.
What about Fermanagh GAA, where Rory Gallagher was previously the manager?
Yes, well, in her interview with the Sunday Independent, Nicola claimed the GAA knew about all of this, 100% is what she said. She said, the county boards of Fermanagh and Derry knew because we told them. There were senior members of the GAA who knew what was going on. There are incidents that took place at GAA events. It was a well-known fact. And in a separate statement, a spokeswoman for Fermanagh GAA, which Rory, as you say, previously managed, said, we can state that Fermanagh GAA has never received any official complaints.
Rodney, how damaging is this incident for the GAA? I mean, the organisation puts itself forward as the backbone of the community. The word community features through all of its communications. Their sloganeering is all about where we all belong. And yet you have allegations like this.
Well, as Denzel McDaniel writes, how many other institutions, official or not, put the corporate image of their organisation ahead of being more caring, more open, more transparent, and then, of course, fail in the process with disastrous PR. And since Nicola's story broke, since she had the courage to come forward to us, I've received dozens of messages from readers across Ireland, north and south. Many of them are within GAA clubs, some are within county boards, but all of them love the sport. However, they have expressed to me their discontent at how this has been handled, and they have raised a number of issues they too are having with the GAA. And I am sure others listening to this will be in touch with me as well. And of course, they are very welcome to do so in the strictest of confidence, because institutions like the GAA should be held to account just like any other organisation.
Rory Gallagher has formally and officially resigned now as Derry manager. What do you think Nicola and her family want at this point?
Well, Nicola, as we know, has made a number of very serious allegations. And those allegations must be investigated. And they should be investigated by police forces on either side of the border. So quite simply, in her eyes, Nicola wants justice. And, you know, she must be admired for using this moment to raise the issue of domestic abuse in a bid to help other women and men. And I think that's what she wants to achieve also. She wants to be able to talk about this particular issue, and she wants, in her mind, to help others.
And how do you think she's doing now from your contacts with her as all this is out there?
I think she feels very emboldened by the response and the reaction across Ireland. I think the fact that she herself has sparked this debate and discussion is helping her, you know. And I think in the last week or so, we've seen other organisations taking these issues seriously. You know, she's been contacted by both the PSNI and Gardaí, because both PSNI and Gardaí want to speak to her. So she feels very emboldened, and she feels, I think, very optimistic that she will be able to continue in her pledge for justice.
And my thanks to Rodney Edwards for joining me today. I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today's episode was produced by Tabitha Monaghan and Mary Carroll, researched by Saoirse Mulgrew, with sound by Gavin Hennessy. Archive clips from RTE, Official GAA, Derry Journal, GAA Allianz National League and Independent.ie. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to like, follow and leave us a review.
If you've been affected by today's episode, you can check out a list of helplines at Independent.ie/helplines.